There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So let's move on to water security, part four in your series, NLT.
Yes, that's right. Today is our final sort of look at the package. Tomorrow we're going to have a conversation. So lots of people have been texting in about this. So tomorrow is your chance. We're going to have a few experts in to talk about water security. So if you want to join in the conversation, this time tomorrow is your opportunity. But today we're going to just focus on what we're doing here in the UAE. Look at what's happened in Cape Town. Are there lessons that we can learn and how we can plan safely for our water security in the future?
Drive Live investigates water security, from the Cape Town crisis to protecting our supply right here in the UAE. We look at what matters, from conservation to desalination, and how we're safeguarding one of nature's most precious resources.
The UAE faces several water management challenges: the scarcity of groundwater reserves, the high cost of producing drinking water, and limited collection and treatment of wastewater. As we continue to develop, so does our water demand, and our water infrastructure is under significant pressure to meet current demand and to avoid a future shortfall. Mohammed Abdelkader Al Ramahi is the Director of Asset Management and Technical Services at Masdar. He says we all have a responsibility to future-proof our water security.
The global community at large should play a role. And when Masdar started that role, it was a call of action made by a visionary leader, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. I was in his majlis back in October 2011 during a session made by Professor Peter Gleick of the Pacific Institute, whereby, and I quote Professor Gleick, said, for the UAE, water is as important as oil. This is where His Highness grabbed the mic and said, well, you know what? Water is more important than oil. Water is the key pillar of any evolution and any development of any nation. This is where Masdar and all the technology providers, all the investors, all the construction companies, should the utility service providers, should play a role in making water more available to address water scarcity and water stress. And we know that if, God forbid, there will be a third world war, it's going to be around water. So water is key. Water is a challenge that we need to address for the generations to come. It's something that is unavoidable, and Masdar plays a role into making water more available, more affordable, and more environmentally friendly.
At 550 litres per day, the UAE has one of the highest per capita water consumption rates in the world. Our government is working to reduce costs by eliminating subsidies, investing in new technology to produce desalinated water efficiently, and storing water in aquifers. But the real focus is working to reduce demand by educating people. Dr. Rashid Alim is the chairman of Sharjah Electricity and Water Authority and says it's the only way to protect it.
If you don't engage, you're not in the winning bath. You engage the customers, because customers now, to me, they become prosumers. They're no customers anymore. So they're part of the process. So listen to them. We've been for years, you know, building walls between us, and, you know, we feel that, okay, whatever we do is the right things for this. This is, to me, is wrong. We need to start to have a very fresh look, new thinking. We need to see what's going on within the people and what's going on other societies. What are the best lessons to be adopted?
Craig Haldane is the Director of Golf Course Maintenance at Dubai Golf and has reduced their water consumption by 40%. He says a mindset change is needed.
And it starts really at home. It starts with yourself. It starts with how you educate your kids in terms of not wasting water. Turn the tap off when you're brushing your teeth. Little wins like that instill a culture and a value in them, which hopefully will be taken to the next generation. And we take it for granted. And in the Middle East, we really shouldn't. You know, we are, out of most places in the world, really in a situation where we need to be very, very careful with our water consumption.
As the main source of UAE drinking water, desalination capacity is expected to increase steadily over the next few years, contributing to just over 96% of all water production by 2019. The government is taking measures to find alternative energy-efficient ways to produce drinking water. Back in Cape Town, water restrictions, extreme conservation, new desalination plants and careful usage have delayed day zero, with some government officials even claiming it will never come. Cape Town journalist Kevin Brandt has some advice for us here in the UAE.
We were at the very same place a couple of years ago, where you showered, you took a bath, you filled up your swimming pool, you washed your car, you watered the garden, you did everything, completely oblivious to this is a scarce resource, and that is also the word coming from the leaders here in the country. It is just be aware that we are a water scarce country, and it's only now that we are implementing measures like desalination on a very low scale, because it is quite a costly thing to do, that we're only now, the city of Cape Town, about 3 desalination plants will come online here towards April side.
What do South Africans here feel about the water crisis, and has it changed their attitude towards usage?
You go back home and simple things like brushing your teeth, letting the water in the tap run, immediately you kind of think about that, because I've experienced that going back home to Cape Town. So even the children, they are so much more aware of the things that's going. So they would sometimes make me aware of of water running, and maybe making suggestions of where we can save water.
Does it make you think about your consumption of water here in a way?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm born and bred South African. It's run through the veins. I've been away from home for a long time, but I have family and friends that live in the area. It's desperate, and I don't think the international community fully appreciate it. You know, South Africa is the powerhouse of Africa, really, in terms of economy. People down there are really struggling. The water situation is dire.
They rewound 3 years ago when they started to have the lack of rain, and they were in the same mindset they are now, that day zero, as they're calling it down there, wouldn't be around the corner. It'd be years away, I think.
What advice would you have to people here that maybe just think the water is unlimited? It's unlimited in supply. We can use it forever. We can do what we want, and it doesn't matter.
You're being naive and selfish, I think. It's a global problem. Climate change is going to affect all of us, and the sooner we realize that, stop being selfish about how we use a lot of things. It's not just water.
Mohammed Abdelkader Al-Ramahi is the Director of Asset Management and Technical Services at Masdar. He says the responsibility is not only with technology, but relies on us as consumers to conserve more.
It's a complete cycle. We cannot just say, oh, it's an evolution of technology and it's the cost. No, it's about education. It's about teaching the public at large from as early stage as, you know, elementary school, the importance of water. Water is life. We should conserve.
Kevin Brandt is a journalist at Eyewitness News and says hindsight is a wonderful thing, and just a few short years ago this crisis was unimaginable.
Just be aware that it is a resource that can run out, and when you use it, try and implement some recycling or water saving measures already, so that when, you know, the situation strikes, then you at least have some form of backup, and it's not that much of an effort for you to make the adjustment to save water. But in hindsight, if you look back now and we're implementing this stringent measures where we don't use water like we used to in the past, we actually realize how much water you actually wasted back then.
It's a case of you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Exactly.
Do you know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but this is the message all week this week, NLT, and this is what keeps coming up. Kevin said there, just be aware that it's a resource that can run out. And that's what potentially might happen in Cape Town. It's likely that it could.
Yeah.
And will happen.
And that's kind of the message. You know, if we look, we've talked to the chairman of SeaWorld, we've talked to Mohammed at Masdar, and the message is the same. They can make as much technology as they want to clean water, but it doesn't mean it will always work forever. Unless we all take some responsibility too, it will run out.
That was episode 4. The water security series continues tomorrow.
Yes, and if you do want to listen, or you missed any of the episodes from earlier in this week, you can go to dubaieye1038.com/watersecurity and you will get all the podcasts updated there. But yes, lots of people text in. If you want to take part in the conversation tomorrow at this time, we're going to have a couple of guests that you can put those questions to. We've had a suggestion from Dr. Carthy about the iceberg, towing the icebergs to Cape Town. Will that be a solution? Dr. Carthy, I will have the answer for that and lots more questions tomorrow.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.